Good morning. Another cold start to the day across interior New York and New England. Perhaps not as cold as yesterday. Plus, the wind relaxed overnight, so we don't have as much, if any, wind chill out there this morning. Still, many places starting between 0 and 10 above. High pressure is locked in along the eastern seaboard, and that will keep skies sunny today. With a developing southerly breeze around the backside of the high, temperatures will push much higher than yesterday's values by at least 10 to as much as 15 degrees milder in most places, and just about everyone will get above freezing and into the lower and middle 30s. Clear skies tonight will allow temperatures to drop back into the teens once again, so not nearly as cold for tomorrow morning. And some clouds will tend to mix in tomorrow afternoon, but once again, that same high pressure center will dominate even from off out over the Atlantic, and temperatures will push into the upper 30s to around 40 for afternoon highs. A weak disturbance will head our way on Friday with nothing more than just some cloud cover. Otherwise, partial sunshine will push us back into the middle and upper 30s. A more potent disturbance will swing through the southwesterly wind flow into the region late Friday night and Saturday. It looks like enough milder air will accompany this that any precipitation that starts as snow or sleet will change over to just plain scattered rain showers on Saturday afternoon as temperatures run up toward 40 once again. Milder air stays in place as another storm approaches for the day on Sunday, but this one looks like it'll come through as mainly rain as well, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. A blast of much colder air will follow this system, perhaps some light snow showers on the tail end for Sunday night and Monday, highs only back to 32 with a gusty wind Monday afternoon and staying in the 20s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, multiple areas of upper-level energy extending from the Central Plains to the West Coast will produce significant weather across the western part of the country through the middle of the week. Winter storm warnings are out for the Sierras and for the mountains of Southern California for as much as 2 feet of snow with all of these systems. Freezing rain advisories in parts of the West, including parts of Washington and Oregon. And flood watches have been issued for the lower elevations in Southern California as periods of heavy rain will continue the threat for flash flooding, mudslides, and debris flows to recently burned areas. Steep and or unstable terrain will also be susceptible to some of the flooding below the snow level. Urban flooding and minor flooding of small streams and low water crossings will also be possible. Meanwhile, major flooding continues on the Mississippi and Ohio rivers and their tributaries in Missouri, Illinois, and Kentucky, with record flooding at several locations. Major flooding also occurring on the Arkansas River and tributaries in Arkansas. Floodwaters will move downstream over the next couple of weeks, with significant river flooding expected for at least the next week to 10 days. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under clear skies and 9 above zero. The wind out of the west at 68 miles per hour, gusting to 74. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 6 above zero, the dew point 0. 76% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer is at 30.55 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 75 degrees at Boca Raton, Florida, to a low of 27 below zero at Clayton Lake and Big Black River, both in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 40s, Boston sunny in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 19 degrees, the low 2, the average temperature 11, that's 12 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall for the month 1.1 inches, which is 1.7 inches below normal. And 3.3 inches of snow for the season, which is 16.3 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 15. The record high, 71, set in 2007. And the record low, 19 below zero in 1996. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:36 p.m. 9 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, a bit milder today, with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Mostly clear tonight, with lows 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, not as cold today, with highs near 40. Clear tonight, with lows in the teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and not as cold today, with highs in the mid-30s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, not as cold today, with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Clear tonight with lows back into the teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and not as cold today, with highs in the mid-30s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit milder, upper 30s to around 40. Increasing clouds Friday in the upper 30s. A little messy mixture on Friday night late and early Saturday morning, then just scattered rain showers Saturday afternoon near 40. A better chance at a steadier rain on Sunday in the lower to mid-40s. Colder and windy on Monday, 32 with scattered snow showers, and dry but cold Tuesday with highs staying in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.